And this is Issues and Ideas here on KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. I'm Randall White. San Luis Obispo's, I guess you could call it iconic, downtown Thursday night farmers market is undergoing some changes. It's an effort to bring it up to date and address some wants from the community. It's called the Vision Plan. Dominic Tartaglia is the head of the Downtown Association. That's the organization that runs the event. He joins us now to explain what we can expect. Welcome to Issues and Ideas, Dominic.
Thanks for having me, Randall.
So a lot of people think, hey, this every time I go there, it's like shoulder-to-shoulder people. It's so busy. Why would you change anything? Why fix something that's not already broken?
Well, I think the shoulder-to-shoulder is actually one of the reasons why we realize we do need to make some changes. We want our local people to feel like this is their market. And when they come down there and they're shoulder-to-shoulder with people that are pushing them out of the way from out of the area, they don't feel that this is their market. And so we're trying to kind of spread it out a little bit and share the love with people from out of the area, but also make this definitely a locals market.
So does that mean expanding beyond just Higuera Street? You already go a little bit onto the feeder streets, but when you say expand, what do you mean?
Yeah, we have those side streets available to us to use. And so looking to kind of dissipate that traffic flow in Higuera and utilize those side streets a little bit more. And you know, the more people are, you know, utilizing that square footage with the same amount of people will create more comfortable feel for people down there.
So the vision plan, does that come from extensive research, asking people at the market what they would want along those lines?
Yeah, we did a survey last August, and through the Downtown Association, we went out and we surveyed members of the public, members at the market. We put it out on our social media. We did email blasts to all of our regular subscribers, and we got those results back, and that's how we kind of drafted up. We need to put a vision plan together. The survey was just more of a wellness study for us to see how we were doing, and then the vision plan came out of that when we realized there was a few holes that we could button up and really take our market to the next level.
Now, San Luis Obispo was really breaking new ground in the mid-80s when they started up this farmers market. Other communities looked to San Luis Obispo, and how do you run a farmers market? You know, ask the people in San Luis Obispo. Years later, I interviewed somebody with Chico's downtown farmers market. And they told me that San Luis Obispo had contacted them at some point, and they said that was the proudest day ever for them, that San Luis Obispo would ask them for tips. So I'm assuming the Downtown Association reached out to some of these other cities that have successful markets for some ideas on how to move forward.
Yeah, we actually did a little tour of California markets and of course, researched other markets out of the area as well just to see what they're doing and what their practices are. And it's funny that you bring up Chico because they actually were just in town 2 months ago and we did a walk through the market with them and we were sharing with them some of our software and some of our new practices that we're rolling out. And they were really excited about that and they were taking those things home. So it's, you know, it's a give and take with the markets. And, you know, you see this vision plan, we put it on our website. It's open source information for anybody to use because we really want to help each other. That's the market industry.
One of the changes at the market will be to bring in or make more readily accessible government assistance programs. Can you explain how that works?
Yeah, you know, that's something we're planning on doing in 2016. So we're still trying to figure out how we're going to do that, but we will implement that. It's not uncommon to find that in other markets across the country. And it's something that we realize with the amount of families that have children on assisted lunch programs or the people that are not maybe a family but are on some kind of government assistance program. There's a huge demographic in San Luis Obispo County that we feel has every right to be at the market and should be able to buy that produce. And like you said, you know, we don't want people putting garbage into their bodies when we can be giving them fresh produce that's here and available
grown.
To them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, local grown produce is, you know, one of our big economies for San Luis Obispo County, and everyone should have access to that.
Dominic, I've been to markets where they make it relatively easy to use a credit card if you forgot your cash, because as we know, Thursday night's mostly a cash event. Is there any movement to make other forms of payment available?
What we're doing to help with that, because that's really a vendor's choice if they want to invest in the infrastructure to take credit cards. And a lot of them we see are using Square or the, you know, similar type readers. What we're doing to help facilitate that is we're working with Digital West to bring wireless internet to the market. So we'd have free broadband Wi-Fi at the market that would be very fast. We're talking with 10 to 15,000 people, you'd still be able to download a movie in just a couple minutes from your phone. So that enables them to process those payments much easier.
And Digital West is a local company.
Digital West is a local company, and they've been a big supporter for the community, obviously, with Metro Fiber and all the other things that they've done. And this is a really exciting thing for us that we're talking about.
Here's something I believe our listeners, their ears will perk up when they hear this. you're looking to create more interaction for the guests, and that includes beer and wine tasting, I assume local products there, and also eventually maybe even cooking demonstrations.
Yeah, we recognize that beer and wine is a huge part of our agricultural industry here, and ever since the Assembly Bill went through to allow wine tasting, and now beer tasting has been approved as well across the state, we've been getting a lot of phone calls from the local winery associations, local wineries, breweries. We have a lot of interest from them, but we've also been getting a lot of push from the public as well. A lot of people are very interested in being able to come down and enjoy the environment that we offer and people watch and have a little bit of beer and wine that's created here locally. And, you know, with that idea, a lot of people get kind of up in arms about, well, we shouldn't be serving alcohol. We're not talking about full servings. We're talking about just a tasting and then referring our guests to those locations within our downtown, and certainly creating more opportunities for people to go out and step outside of the market and see all that downtown has to offer. And then, you know, you mentioned the cooking thing too. We have some really great restaurants downtown that we want to be able to feature their chefs at the market and include the, you know, the produce that's being purchased at the market and showing people how to actually prepare it. I mean, things like bok choy are, you know, maybe foreign to someone who's maybe a, you know, college sophomore, freshman who just, you know, maybe just moved out of their parents' house. We want to give an opportunity for them to learn how to cook it as well as, you know, just anything that's down there at the market.
Yeah, there are a lot of items that are for sale at the farmer's market. And even as much background as I have in that area, I still see things that I don't know exactly how I would use them when I bring it home. And then you have the whole seasonal aspect too, where, you know, what's available at the market in certain areas can change, and you might just need a like a little memory spark on, oh yeah, that's how I would use a, you know, chestnut or
yeah, exactly,
along those lines.
Well, we have so many different products down there that you can really kind of play with different flavors together, and you might not think of putting, you know, one ingredient with the other, but that's a common thing for a chef to play with those things. And you know, like I said, we have so many great restaurants downtown, it would be a shame to not include them in that process.
You run the overall event, and the San Luis Obispo County Farmers Market Association, they sort of handle the vendors that sell the produce, right?
That's correct.
And then beyond that, now you want to increase the diversity of goods that people could purchase at the market.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, when we talk about goods, we still talk about produce, and that's something we're working with the Farmers Market Association on, but we're also talking about other things. Like the beer and wine tasting is something that would be a different thing that would be in a separate section from the produce, but it's still agriculturally related. So those kind of things are maybe more our prepared food sections.
And will this be sort of an all at once? You go to the market one Thursday night and it's one way, and then you go to the market the next Thursday night and you're seeing all these changes happen?
Oh, that would be amazing if we could make it all happen like that. Right. But no, we're talking about doing these things in steps. So our focus right now going into 2016 will be the government assistance programs, because that's an underserved population. And we've actually, since the publication of the vision plan, we've had a lot of people expressing really excitement and a lot of interest in that. So we realized that that was a hot button that we hit that people really like. And so we're going full forward with that. And then we'll see from there which one comes next. But I have a feeling it'll be beer and wine, because a lot of pressure on that, as well as the diverse product. And the diverse product will be something that we work with the Farmers Market Association on as we expand those side streets and come up with some ideas on that.
So, Dominic, it's pretty rare for the Thursday night market to be canceled. At what point do you call the shot and say, because I imagine it lands in your lap, right? At what point do you say, the forecast, we just can't have the vendors and the people out there?
You know, that's a really great question. We make that call at 3 o'clock on Thursday afternoon. And so everybody's kind of on edge waiting to hear what that decision's going to be.
And you have vendors driving some distance too. So I imagine they're like, come on, let us know. What's it going to be?
Yeah. And that's the whole reason for 3 o'clock, because that's kind of the radius where a lot of our vendors come from, where 3 o'clock is the absolute drop dead. And we're getting in the truck and going, or we're staying home tonight. And, you know, we'll look at, like last year we had one we canceled because it was so windy that we didn't want tents turning into missiles. So we canceled the market, and it turned out to be a really good idea. But, you know, rain is kind of one of those things. It's like you look at the forecast and is it going to be a shower or is it going to be downpour? Or are we just talking about a little bit of moisture? And last year, I think, was a pretty good example of we got pretty lucky with no rain,
right,
from that standpoint. But
right, yeah, I guess there's the silver lining, right?
Yeah.
You've had 4 years of a pretty much uninterrupted market. We're heading into what many climatologists say will be a strong El Nino season, which could mean heavy downpours for months. Do you have a plan in place if it's like Thursday after Thursday that you have to keep shutting down?
No, we haven't. I mean, that's something we're definitely looking at and trying to figure out, well, how many markets are we going to lose? I did talk to one of our farmers last week, and it's a welcome thing to be canceled because of rain.
Right.
And, you know, there a lot of the farmers' wells are going dry or have gone dry. And his suggestion was actually having the market the first rain and just having a big party and a celebration down there,
right.
Which I love the idea. I just don't know if the city would support us on that, you know, bringing people down here in the middle of a danger zone. But, you know, it's something that we have to be prepared for. And I think, you know, like you say, a silver lining in that would be that the farmers are getting the rain that they need to make their product.
Well, Dominic Tartaglia, thank you so much for joining us here on Issues and Ideas to give us some sort of ideas, you know, the evolution of the Thursday night farmers market, what we can see in the future under this new vision plan. Dominic is with the San Luis Obispo Downtown Association. He actually runs it. Thank you for being here on Issues and Ideas.
Thanks for having me, Randall.
And this is Issues and Ideas here on KCBX, Public Radio for the Central Coast. I'm Randall White.